I developed a course that I'm very pleased with, and it's the Sports and Antiquity course, Athletics of the Ancient World. It's a field studies course. How I developed that course is amazing, and a lot of luck. I conceived the course and developed an itinerary, and then I went to Greece, and I preceded going with my going with letters to the dean of the American School of Archaeological Studies and the Greek School of Archaeological Studies and the museum and British Museum with what I was coming for and what I wanted to do. Had appointments with all three of them. I went on my own. I spent about 3 weeks, I guess, 2 weeks. And I went to those places and I said, this is what I want to do, where I'm from, what I want to do. Will you tell me if I can do it? What needs to be done that I can do it better? Can I meet this itinerary, which was, we visit about 15 different sites in a two-week period. They were somewhat helpful, especially telling me where I had overplayed my hand in terms of time and distance. The topics were just right, and came back and I developed the course syllabus and course description, and then offered it. And every other year it's been made, so, you know, very well. And I fine-tuned it through the years. And in year 2000, on my sabbatical, I did an unusual thing, somewhat unusual for my age and experience. I went to Greece looking for different sites. You know, we were the main Panhellenic sites and some smaller sites and the museums and temples and sanctuaries I knew about, but I wanted to see what else is out there, looking for unknown sites for athletic in the ancient world.